Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to your Now Radio audience. We are thankful for your tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to teach only those things that we find in God's holy and divine Word. If at any time you have a question about something we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program. Certainly we'd love to hear from you, and you can do so by contacting us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, maybe you're interested in studying the Bible, but you want to do so at your own time in the privacy of your own home. Or maybe there is a Bible subject that you would like to learn more about. And two, maybe you would like to listen to some of these radio broadcasts that we've had in the past. On the website, there is all of this year the titles given to the radio broadcast that will help you if you come across a subject that you've not heard but that you're interested in. All of this is available at www.eastalbertville.org, and we urge you to make use of it. In a shoplifter in Rochester, New York department store, she picked up an alarm clock and hid it in her coat, and as she headed for the exit just before she could get out of the store, the alarm on the clock went off, and that, of course, attracted the attention of two store detectives who were there to nab her. Be sure your sin will find you out. That truly is a Bible principle, and the statement is found in warning that was given by Moses to the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh when they made the request to settle in the land east of the Jordan. They'd promised that they would go and fight with the rest of the tribes of Israel to conquer the land of Canaan. And Moses said if they kept their word and helped to take the land, then they could return to have their desired possession, their desired inheritance. But he also warned, and this is found in Numbers 32, verse 23, if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. We have the same thought stated in the New Testament, and that we read in Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You see, God gives us this truth that we might be strengthened against the attraction that sin might have upon us. And this is one thing that we can be absolutely certain about. You know, the lapse of time will not erase sin. Our careful hiding it from others will not hide it from God. Repentance will not always prevent all of its consequences. But sin will find you out in time. You know, there are many of those who thought that they could get away with it, only to find that time brought an eventual day of reckoning. The consequence does not always follow immediately. There's often the long interval between the lightning flash and the thunder. But it's in Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 11. It says that sentence against an evil work is not always executed speedily, but it will be executed in time. We have some Bible examples that makes this point clear. Judah heartbroken and fearful, would admit in Genesis 44, verse 16, "What shall we say unto my Lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of thy servant." Achan is another example. He was discovered with his Babylonian garment and the wedge of silver, though he tried to hide it. It eventually was found. And then in the book of Ruth, there was Haman's evil that he did, ended up causing him to be hanged on his own gallows that he had built for Mordecai. And then there's Jonah. Jonah could not run away from God for long. He was discovered in the casting of the lots by those on the ship that he was with, and certainly he was discovered by the whale in the sea, the great fish. And another example is Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5. You know, they might fool men, but they could not lie to God and hope to go undetected. There's an old proverb. It says, "Crimes, like chickens, always come home to roost." Well, what that's saying is, sooner or later, sometime, somewhere, your sin will catch up with you. Sin will find you out in your body. You know, Adam and Eve learned that there were curses in connection with the sin that would affect their bodies. She would give pain in childbirth. Adam, by the sweat of his brow, would have to work and till the ground. Take gluttony. Gluttony sins, they can cause very harmful afflictions and ailments to the physical body. The abuse of drugs and alcohol, they lead to the destruction of the mind and the body, as well as the soul. Then there are the sexual sins that find people out, with the unwanted pregnancies, the venereal diseases, and age. And when you break the laws of health, you break God's laws of nature that he has established, and your body will pay the price. As Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8 says, "If we sow to the flesh, we will of the flesh reap corruption." But two, sin will find us out in our consciences. You know, the conscience is sort of the detective that watches the steps of our lives. Who put the conscience there? Well, God did. He put it there to remind us that your sin will find you out. You know, it caused Adam and Eve to hide from God after they sinned. As we read in Genesis 3 and verse 8, that as God came walking in the cool of the evening in the garden, they hid themselves because their consciences, obviously, caused them to do that. And no, sometimes the punishment of the conscience is immediate. You know, think about the case of Peter when he denied the Lord and the immediate conscience prick that he felt when he denied the Lord as they had arrested Christ. And when Peter made that third and final denial, he looked and caught the eyes of Jesus as Jesus was looking at him. Man, what that had to do to his conscience. And then there's Judas that betrayed the Lord. He accepted 30 pieces of silver, and yet when the deed was done, and he fully realized what he had done, he went to offer the money back, but they would not accept it, and he went and he hanged himself. What is all of that? Well, it all has to do with conscience. You know, there are sometimes the punishment, as we said, is immediate. But sometimes the punishment of The conscience is constant. Some feel so guilty that they live with the dread of exposure. They become enslaved to fear. Notice what we see in the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, the wicked flee when there is no pursuit, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So we see then that sometimes the punishment of the conscience is that our consciences become deadened. They become dull. Mankind can become hardened. And this we read in Hebrews chapter 3. Notice verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you should be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we can become hardened, and our consciences can become defiled. In Titus chapter 1, here's what we read in verse 15. To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. So we can be hardened, our conscience, we can defile our conscience, or we are said that we can have an evil conscience. In Hebrews chapter 10, notice what we read here at verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. But you know, even if we don't care, and even if we don't fear our conscience, judgment is coming. Sin will find us out in eternity. Even if a person should escape these other judgments, he must still reckon with the great judgment of God. Romans 14, verse 12, so then each one of us shall give an account of himself to God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14, for God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing. And Romans chapter 2 and verse 16 tells us that it will all happen in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men. You know, the good news is that God can forgive us of our sins. The blood of Christ can cleanse us. But we must respond to the Lord's terms, and then our sins can be covered. But without our obedience, our sins will eventually be discovered. You know, we need to remember Romans 6 and verse 23. Sin finds us out, as we read in Numbers 32:23. The wages of sin is death, and sin will keep us out of heaven. Revelation 21 and verse 27. So here's what we see. Sin finds out. Sin pays out. And sin keeps us out. The only thing that can spare us the awful discovery and the damnation of our sins is to put Christ between us and our sins. We need through faith that comes from the hearing of God's word, Romans 10, 17. We need to repent of our sins, as Jesus said in Luke 13, 3. We need to confess, as Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32. We must be baptized, as Jesus said in Mark 16, 16. So we can have our sins forgiven. Otherwise, our sins will find us out. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.